Espresso English Podcast, Episode 8, Difference Between 2 and 4. Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. The prepositions 2 and 4 are very easy to confuse. For example, don't say, I'm studying every day for improve my English. That's not correct. The correct sentence is, I'm studying every day to improve my English. It's hard to define the difference between these two prepositions, but we can see it by comparing the ways that 2 and 4 are used in sentences. So first I'm going to teach you 6 cases where we use 2, and then 7 cases where we use 4. Use 2 for destination. For example, we're going to Paris. I'm going to work. We didn't go to school yesterday. The only exception is in the phrase going home. We say going home and not going to home. Another way to use the word to is when talking about what time it is. For example, it's 4:15 or it's 6:03. 4:15 means 3:45, 15 minutes before 4 o'clock. And 6:03 means it's 5:57, 3 minutes before 6 o'clock. We also use 2 for talking about distance. For example, it's about 10 miles from my house to the university. This is similar to the first case where we were talking about destination. When you go from the house to the university, it's about 10 miles. We can also use 2 for comparing. For example, I prefer sleeping to working, or I prefer cats to dogs. This structure is a little bit rare, and when comparing two things, we often say it differently. For example, I'd rather sleep than work, or I like sleeping better than working. But it is possible to say, I prefer sleeping to working. Now, the last two cases where we use 2 are probably some of the most common. We use 2 when talking about giving. For example, I gave the book to my sister. I lent some money to my brother. In both of these cases, there's a transfer of an object from one person to another. And finally, we use 2 when talking about a motive or a reason with a verb. For example, I came here to see you. The sentence I mentioned in the beginning of this lesson is another example of a motive or reason. I'm studying every day to improve my English. Why am I studying? To improve my English. That's my motive or reason. Now let's talk about some cases when we use the word for. Use for benefits. For example, yogurt is good for your digestion. Use 4 when talking about a period of time. For example, we've lived here for 2 years, or I've been waiting for 10 minutes. We can also sometimes use 4 when talking about scheduling something. For example, I made an appointment for May 3rd, or we set the meeting for Thursday morning. 4 can also mean you agree with something. For example, are you for or against the development of nuclear weapons? If you are for the development of nuclear weapons, it means you agree with it or you approve of it. And if you are against it, that means you don't agree with it or you don't approve of it. We have a common idiomatic expression. If you're very much in support of something, you can say, I'm all for it. For example, if your coworker tells you that the boss is thinking of giving every employee a big raise, you could say, I'm all for it, because you definitely agree with that and you want it to happen. We can use for when you do something to help someone else, or you do something in place of that person. For example, could you carry these books for me? I'm asking you to carry the books in my place. The sixth case where we use the word for is with a motive or reason, but with a noun. For example, let's go out for a drink, or let's go out for lunch. And finally, we can use for when talking about a function. In this case, the word for is followed by a verb in the ing form. For example, a ladle is a big spoon used for serving soup. Serving soup is the function of the ladle. It's used for serving soup. Let me clarify one possible point of confusion. Both to or for can be used for a motive or reason, but to is always used with a verb, and for is always used with a noun. Here's a good example that illustrates the difference. I came to New York to work. Work is a verb. I came to New York for a new job. A new job is a noun. If you're curious about the differences between more confusing words like to and for, then I have the perfect ebook for you. It's called 600 Plus Confusing English Words Explained, and you can buy it at espressoenglish.net. This lesson was actually a free sample from that ebook. So if you enjoyed it and you want to learn more, visit espressoenglish.net, click on ebooks, and look for the book about confusing words. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next lesson. If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.